Welcome to the first edition of Web3 Putts Tap-In.
Before we get started, we have to give a thanks to our sponsor, Spartan Insurance in Greenville, South Carolina. The owner is a friend of the show and a friend of mine, Jay Keller. He deals with every form of insurance from personal to commercial and will take excellent care of you and your insurance needs. Give him a call for a quote today, 864-533-3350, or visit his website at www.spartaninsure.com.
So this is something that Cole and I have been talking about for the last few weeks. Getting more content out there with everybody's busy schedule with the holidays around. You know, we've just been really looking for ways to connect. And last week, Cole kind of kicked it off without us even really knowing what was happening. I was in traffic, real life job. And he was like, I'm just going to put something out. I'll go through it. So Cole dropped the, 15, 20 minute pod last week solo. Had me thinking while I'm driving in the worst traffic in the world from Atlanta back to the Charlotte area that while I'm listening to some Gary Vee podcasts, they're like 10 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 15, 20 long, right? And I'm like, well, look, I'm sitting here in traffic listening to all these podcasts about whatever he has at the time. Why not do it? So I started brainstorming, texted Cole. I said, what do you think about the name Tap-Ins? Golf Tap-Ins, something short. So we're still workshopping that, but I expect we'll talk about this a little bit more on our Wednesday pod, but we'll see how this goes. Something that we can just kind of break down individual pieces of the golf or the NFT Web3 world, and just specifically about that. Live Minute might get moved to a tap-in. We don't want to bombard everybody that's anti-Live. Actually, it won't. Maybe Live Minute will get its own podcast, and it'll just be me and Greg Norman with Cole, Greg, and myself, and we'll just chat about Live all for an hour. But I'm sure that'll get a lot of listens. Anyway, so we'll just pop these in. One day it might be you might see two a week, you might see three, you might see one, you might see none. We don't know. But I think I really wanted to get on here and discuss a little bit of golf news with the match this last weekend, Saturday night. First Saturday night free for me, and I can't remember, I guess end of August with college football and seemingly having to, plus with four kids, it's tough. So I was excited to tune into the match. Unfortunately, my family had some other plans. I got ready. I cleaned up dinner, got ready, thought it was time to turn it on, and I look over and they're watching Frozen. Anybody that's a parent out there, you'll know that Frozen the first couple times is great, but when they watch it for their 100th time in a week, that gets a little bit monotonous. As cool as Olaf is, but anyway, I digress. So yes, you could say, well, Russ, don't you have other TVs in the house? I do. However, it's the holiday season. It's Christmas time. And if your kids want to hang out, you hang out. So I missed the first four holes of the match. Admittedly, I was following along on Twitter at some of the people, ESPN, putting on the highlights of what was happening. But the match was played at the Pelican Golf Club right outside of Tampa, Florida, Saturday night. Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth against Tiger and Rory. First time we've seen Tiger really hit a ball since St. Andrews, where that didn't go well. We did find out later recently that COVID or Tiger may or may not have had COVID at St. Andrews or right before it, thanks to Rory. But, you've got four of the biggest names in golf, all Floridians. They're doing this for Hurricane Ian Relief Fund. you know, to raise money for the people that lost a lot during that hurricane this year. And it was cool. It was under the lights, started, 6:30, 7 o'clock under the lights, just a really cool atmosphere, 12 holes. Everybody was loose. They were having fun. They were cutting up. It was on TNT. If you missed it, Charles Barkley was one of the guys. And I think that I'll get to that in 1 minute, but, the golf itself was pretty cool. They did, you know, typical match play. They also did a one hole challenge or one club challenge. Looked like Tiger had like a one iron or something in his bag, which I haven't seen that before. On that one hole, that one club challenge hole, JT made par on a 450 yard hole with a five wood. And I mean, I don't know how that's possible. He hit a beautiful five wood off the tee, smoked a five wood, probably a little bit way too hard, for a second shot. And, got a little nice bounce, didn't go in the water, got a nice bounce from the golf cart, was able to make par from there from behind the green. So, just shows you how good these guys are. And, I saw somebody tweet that the fact that these guys are making par with five woods, strictly five wood, and just showing off these really creative shots. Tiger's hitting rope hooks, all around trees. He's just, you know, he's having fun out there. Rory doing the same thing, going through trees with a 30 yard hook. Why don't we have a skills competition? Let's see what these guys can do. We know how incredibly talented they are. I just think it'd be a cool idea. I am stealing that from No Laying Up. I saw that tweet, but those guys over there, you know, let's do something. Let's see it. The NFL is bringing back with the Pro Bowl some skills competitions, and I think that'd be pretty cool to see these guys go out there. They used to do it with a clinic before the Grand Slam of Golf. I remember seeing Tiger and Vijay there, and they were doing the big break, breaking glass, and they were doing it with drivers off the deck and off the tee, making it a little bit harder. So I think as they want to grow the game, you know, quote unquote, grow the game, I think we'll start to see some of that, which will be really cool. The commentation, Chuck and JT going back and forth between Chuck calling it Alabama University, instead of, you know, obviously University of Alabama, that pissed JT off. I gotta say, I am not JT when he's kind of got it teed up for him is not the best shit talker that I've heard. He's a lot better when it just comes off really quick and he has that little quip like he did about Chuck being fat a couple years ago in the first rendition of the match when Tiger and Phil were trying to be friends. He had another one when they were talking about, I guess on the hole-in-one challenge, Chuck was asking Jordan Spieth how many hole-in-ones he had, and then Chuck said something along the lines, I've had none, and then JT goes, well, that's the shock of the century, or something along those lines. That was pretty funny. But JT, you know, he's kind of got that, maybe if he felt comfortable enough and would cuss, he could be really funny, but I was kind of missing it. Now, and honestly, I was missing a lot of that from a lot of the guys. Spieth was just that little good boy. All shucks is kind of how he came off. Tiger and Rory, and I think this brings up a dynamic that I don't think anyone's talked about, or at least I haven't seen it or heard it, but I haven't listened to any golf podcasts today as of yet. But there seemed to be a little bit of animosity between Tiger and Rory and Charles Barkley. Now, we know that Charles and Tiger used to be best friends, play golf all the time. You know, they're no longer friends anymore. At least they weren't friends. And that doesn't shock me all that much. But with Rory, didn't really see, you know, Chuck and Rory talk at all. Didn't see Rory talk a ton, period. But I just wonder if how much of that has to do with Chuck's flirtation with Liv. Obviously, he played in a pro-am at a Liv event. He was very upfront and honest that if Liv made him, you know, the right kind of offer, he was going to take it. They ended up not doing it. He got a big contract extension from TNT, which they did talk about a little bit. Liv was not brought up on the broadcast at all, at least not that I saw after the first, you know, three holes, whatever it was. There were some opportunities for it to be brought up right then when they were talking about Chuck getting a new contract from TNT. Chuck said something about Tiger's got more money than everybody. All that got was a little bit of a chuckle. Then they started talking. Chuck made a comment about JT's calves, which JT has some nice calves. I'll give him that. Not Phil type calves, but he does have some nice calves. And then they joked about, you know, JT said, well, and this is what I'm saying, just came off quick for JT. He goes, ask Tiger about his calves. And Tiger, being who he is, he goes, I got a good calf, because obviously one is ravaged. Anyway, but that was an opportunity, you know. I feel like if Chuck felt more comfortable, and I do think that there were some times where he was uncomfortable in this situation because of the live stuff and trying to be on his best behavior. Usually if it's an NBA thing, he doesn't give a shit. But I felt like he was a little bit more reserved. That, you know, had the live stuff not happened, you might have heard, you have nice, you know, JT, you got some nice calves, not like Phil or something like that. That was a terrible impression of Chuck. But we all love Chuck anyway. Yeah, I just thought that he was a little bit more reserved. Didn't really bring a whole lot to the broadcast like he normally does. Definitely some animosity between Tiger and Rory and Chuck. There, you know, not a whole lot of conversing early before the match started. In a press conference or an interview, Chuck was trying to be. He said, "Tiger, how's the foot?" And Tiger said, "It's still attached. It's good. That's it. That's all he gave him." So, you know, not to bring Liv into everything, but I think that's something there.
Do you love wines from Sonoma? Well, it's never too late to stop making bad life decisions. Dedicated to honesty, quality, and family, Bueller Vineyards is a fourth-generation vineyard and winery perched on a mountaintop just 5 country miles east of St. Helena in the heart of Napa Valley. Situated on 300 acres, their family has been farming Cabernet Sauvignon and Zinfandel for more than 5 decades. They attempt to combine meticulous vineyard management and minimal winemaking techniques to create wines of uncommon complexity and depth, and to present these wines to their customers at a fair and reasonable price. Cab is king, and Napa is its kingdom. Recruiting Solutions. Stay ahead of the hire. Recruiting Solutions is a full-service staffing, temp, employment, and recruitment agency with offices located in Greenville, Columbia, and Florence, South Carolina. With over 8 years of consecutive top 25 companies to work for in South Carolina, Forbes Top 100 Professional Recruiting, Forbes Top 100 Staffing Agency, and over 30 years in business. Whether you're looking for your next employee or your next career, give Recruiting Solutions a call.
JT was drinking some Coors Light out there, man, after my own heart. The golf was good, man. Like, it was fun to see. It was, you know, you're not going to see major championships type stuff, but the guys got their speed up. Tiger was hitting it 178, 177 ball speed. JT got it up to 179, I think. He was trying to get to 180. He was a little pissed about that. Rory didn't have his best stuff. Tiger didn't have his best stuff, but it was just really cool to see them out there in a very relaxed atmosphere, doing something good for charity under the lights, which is, you know, never really happened before. I know out in China you can play. They have a couple golf courses out there. I think Chris Chambers brought it up to us maybe when we were talking about when he went out to China and played. I think some of those courses that where he was at had lights and you could play under the lights. So just a cool atmosphere, and I look forward to more of these. Of course, Phil has to get in on it. He tweets out that I'm proud to have been a part of the creation of the match. Today will be a fun, funny, and insightful version. I'm wishing Tiger, Rory, JT, and Jordan all the best. I'll be watching it on TNT, and I hope you will too. So of course he gets in that nice little wish them all the best, but just remember that I was part of the creation of it. So Phil, in his self-serving way that he has been, maybe his whole career, but very much so since going to live or right before going to live, and the Alan Shitnuck stuff came out. Golf carts were sick. Club car had their, you know, typical wrap around them. Tiger's was black and red, as you would expect, with his autograph on it. Everybody was supporting a different charity or pimping something out. Jordan Spieth, you know, was taking a picture of something, and he had on his iPhone, the case was an AT&T case. Like, I mean, I wouldn't put it past Jordan to have a AT&T phone case, phone cover, but that was a little bit weird to me. You know, nothing, no big hole in ones, none of that sort of stuff. Some good shots. You know, it was fun, but I did want to, you know, I really wanted to point out, you know, that animosity between Rory and Tiger. I wonder if anybody else saw it, but yeah, not much else. QBE this week, the old shark shootout, Tom Hoagie and Sahith Theegala were the winners. Their first time ever playing. Distant friends of the program, Kisner and Homa, finished T4. Nelly Korda is so hot. And apparently, according to Kisner and Homa, like, she doesn't miss shots, which we kind of knew. She dominates on the LPGA Tour when she's healthy. This year, she was not. I think it's funny that the QBE was played at Tiburon, used to be known as the Shark Shootout. That you know, that kind of went away because of Greg's participation with LIV, and so he's no longer invited. They got rid of the Shark Shootout. It will always be the Shark Shootout, regardless. Played at Tiburon Golf Club there in Naples. Tiburon's a really cool track. If anyone has the opportunity, it's at a Ritz-Carlton hotel. So if you ever get to the Naples area, definitely recommend playing. It's fun. It's not like it's not a really difficult golf course like some of the ones down there in Naples, Naples National, Collier's Plantation, and so on. But it's just a really fun golf course. Great place for match play. If you go on a guy's trip down there, a girl's trip, or, you know, couple's trip, whatever it might be at Tiburon, I would recommend playing at Tiburon. I believe they have two courses there, but you know, I could be mistaken there. Played it back in 2010. Thought I got bit by a snake while I was out there. My ankle got fatter than it normally is for like a week. But apparently I just got bit by some, probably a dragonfly or something like that at the time. But anyway, you know, cool event. Next year the QBE is switching to PGA Tour and LPGA Tour mixed event, which I think will be awesome. Be really nice if at some point the President's Cup became that, but that's further on down the line. But yeah, I mean, good weekend of golf, silly season. Getting ready to get jacked up for the start of the 2023 season out in Hawaii at the Tournament of Champions, followed by the Sony. I'll do another one of these tap-ins as we get closer to that with kind of predictions for the season. Rookie of the year, player of the year, who I predict to win, you know, the four majors plus the player championship we'll throw there, who's going to win the FedEx Cup. You know, a little tap in for that one. But appreciate y'all listening. This is our first rendition of Tap In, 16 minutes. So I think that's kind of what you can expect. And we'll catch you next time.